We are in Simin Kuf Samach Tes. We're up to the third Sif, and we will be doing the first Sif of Kuv Ayin as well. Hashamesh Mevarach Bor Pri Agofen Al Kol Kos V'Kol Sheyitnu Lo L'Fi Shehu Ken Nimlach. What is this? The halacha is when you make a Bor Pri Agofen, then you know that you're going to cover all the wine that they're going to give you as a guest, because you know that they normally give you all kinds of things. In your own home, anything that you would expect to drink, you'll make a Bor Pri Agofen on, and we have rules of what the bracha works on and what not. A shamish doesn't really expect to be given a cup of wine. When he says Bor Pri Agofen, the assumption is that he's happy he got this one cup, and he meant it for this cup alone. If later the balabas is generous and gives him another cup of wine, he's surprised, he did not expect that, he will therefore have to make a new Bor Pri Agofen. If he has in mind to begin with that he wants the bracha to cover whatever wine anyone may give him, then that's good enough. Then he doesn't have to make a new Bor Pri Agofen. But otherwise, stam, we would say that since this is not the expected, he would have to make a new bracha. Ubracha achrona in Baruch El Abasof, but he should wait to say a bracha achrona till everything is over, till the meal is finished. Vein sarach levarach al kol prusa uprusa, im yesh odam choshev besuda, sheodea sheitnu lo kol tzorcho mipas. With regard to bread, if there's an Adam Choshev there that he knows is going to give him kol tzorko, is going to give him as much as he needs because it's the right thing to do. So there we say he assumes they're going to keep giving him bread. There he doesn't have to make a new bracha on every slice of bread that he is given. Now the Mishtaburur brings a shaila. There are some who hold that this Adam Choshev will only give him exactly what halacha requires. So the same thing would go if it's food that has a strong smell, we said fragrant food. There, since the halacha requires it, he would not be nimlach, he would be expecting to get from that food, and therefore he wouldn't have to make a separate bracha on it. But how about foods that are not fragrant, where it's only a midas chasidus to give him of everything? So there are those who say that he does not expect to be given it, even though there's an adam chashev there, and he'll therefore have to make a bracha on every time he's given something. But there are those who disagree, and say that even in something that's only a midas chasidus, he can expect the adam chashev to give it to him. The main Adam Choshev Besuda, whereas if there's no Adam Choshev there, Tzorech Levarach Al Kol Prusa, Prusa Kamo Alayayin, there he doesn't take for granted that they're going to give him, and he has to make a bracha on every separate piece. Hagah, says the Ramah now, Shnayim Shayu Ochlim Biyachad, Hashamish Ochli Maim Balon Etilis Vishus. If two people are eating, then their shamish doesn't have to ask Rishus to eat, Kadeshi Itzdarfu Lezimun. It's understood there's an umdana that they want him to go and join them for the meal, so that he'll have to bench with him. But the Mishtabura speaks out, there's only an umdana for him to eat a little bit, just enough so that he'll be mitzdarf to Birkas Hamazon. There's no umdana that they want him to eat the entire meal. Simen Kuf Ayin. Ein Mesichin Besuda Shema Yaktim Kona Leveshet. The halacha is you're not to talk during the meal, because we are afraid that the food will go down the wrong pipe. The food is, we're afraid it'll go down your windpipe instead of your esophagus. Vafilu mishen is atesh shvesuda. Even if someone sneezes, osu lomalo asusa. You're not allowed to say gesundheit to him while you're eating. Now, the Mishnah Brura speaks out that, first of all, this goes even for Divrei Torah, but we're talking about while you're eating, between courses, it is mutter to speak. Not only that, but there's a mitzvah to learn at the table, or at least there's a mitzvah to say some mizmar, and he brings down the minig of saying mizmar l'dovet ha'shemar l'echsar, and to daven for one's livelihood. Someone who sits at a table goes through a meal without any divrei Torah being said, so it says it's like zivchei nesim. With Shir HaMalas or Al Naras Bavel, one could be Yotzeh B'Diyevet, but there's got to be some Divrei Torah that are said at the table. Now we have another halacha. The halacha of someone that leaves the meal in the middle and he does something, and in which case he'll have to have a new Netilas Yodayim, and the issue of having people know that he actually washed. So the first case is like this. Hayu Mesubin Besuda. There were people sitting together to a meal. V'yotzeh Echod Lahatil Mayim. One of them went, lahatil mayim, he was using the washroom for ketanim. Notul yodo achas, he washes one hand. Which hand is that? Sheshif shefbo. The hand that he actually went and dried himself with, it says that if me raglayim splashed on him, so he's supposed to wipe it off with his hand. In which case, that hand would need netila. Veina notel elo b'fnei kulam. But when he washes that one hand, it's got to be in front of everybody there. Shlo yichashdu shlo notel. There shouldn't be a chshad that he didn't wash his hands because he's coming back to the meal without washing. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that lefi this machaber really is supposed to wash with a bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah had previously been machriya that we don't say in Atila Sadaim, even in the case of Shifshef, even if he touched Me'er Raglayim, that is not considered filthy enough to be machayev a bracha of Al Natila Sadaim. Hagah vim lo Shifshef ein anotel klal. Says the Ramah, what if he's not shifshef? The fact that he used the washroom is not machayev netil, means for ketanim. Im lo noga b'makom tinofes, if he did not touch something filthy. Aval im also tzrocha, vaday tzarech netila. Whereas if someone relieved himself, then he'll actually have to have netila sedayim. For gdolim, that is machayev netila. And the Mishnah Berurah paskin that this is netila sedayim with a bracha. Vahani mili, when is it that he has to wash in front of them because of chashad? That is only lishtos, if he plans on drinking. Now, if he plans on drinking, why is he washing netilas yadayim, and who's talking about brachas? So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if one is in the middle of a bread meal, and he leaves and uses the washroom, and now he comes back, and he has no intention of eating anything, all he's going to do is drink, he still has to wash the tilas adayim, because a drink in the middle of a bread meal is considered part of the meal, and it's chayev and a tilas adayim like every other part of the meal. Avalechol, so what happens if he comes back and he wants to continue eating? He has no need to wash where everyone will see him. He could even wash outside. Everyone knows that one is finicky. Pirish shemistarefes umisbalbelas dato. V'loacha b'lo netila. People feel very uncomfortable using the washroom and not washing their hands and sitting down to eat. You don't touch food with hands that you used in the washroom and that you didn't wash. So it's obvious to all that he must have washed until his yadayim. It is only if he's just trying to drink, in which case he only touches the glass, it's only there that there's going to be chshad, so he has to wash in front of them, but not for achila. V'imdibrim chavero behiflig. What happens if he spoke to a friend and spent a long time doing that? Notel shtei yodav. There he has a chiyav netila from both hands. Given the sheisiyach dato, that is considered hesach hadas, because he was busy speaking to his friend for a long time. So there the halacha would be that he has to wash by hiflig. He will have to wash and actually make a bracha. Says the Ramah, v'hodu b'ina netila l'shtiyah hanabasol chasuda, d'chayshinin shemeyochal avabalavach yinsarach netila l'shtiyah. This is what the Mishnah Berurah spoke out, that it's dafka shti in the middle of the meal, it's machayev. Why were chazal machayev shti in the middle of the meal? Because since you're in the middle of the meal, when you drink, you may end up eating as well. In the case of somebody that speaks to a friend for a long time during the meal, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Birka Yosef, that if he's holding on to a piece of bread the entire time, then that's not considered hesach hadas, and he would not need a new netilas sedayim. Now, in all cases, even where he needs a new netilas sedayim, he would not have to say a new hamotzi. The hesach hadas from the taras yadayim is not necessarily a hesach hadas from eating. Unless he really said, my meal is over, the halacha is that he would not need a new hamotzi.